This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelta. Russia says it will relocate naval exercises off the coast of Ireland. This after Dublin raised concerns about them amid a tense dispute with the West over expansion of the NATO alliance and fears that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine. The early February exercises were to be held in international waters, but within Ireland's exclusive economic zone. Ireland is a member of the 27 nations European Union, but not a member of NATO. Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney this week objected to the war games, saying this isn't a time to increase military activity and tension in the context of what's happening with and in Ukraine. Russia's embassy in Ireland on Saturday posted a letter on Facebook saying the exercises would be relocated. The decision was a rare concession amid the escalating tensions surrounding Russia's massing of an estimated 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine. Meanwhile, a Russian lawmaker is encouraging residents of the rebel-controlled areas of Ukraine who hold Russian passports to join the Russian army. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The move by Viktor Vodolatsky is a sign that Russia is continuing to try to integrate rebel-controlled areas as much as possible. Vodolatsky's announcement comes as the West worries that Russia is planning to invade Ukraine. The offer is to residents with Russian passports living in the regions controlled by Russian-backed rebels since 2014. Many living in the area fear assaults by Ukrainian forces. Russia has granted passports to more than 500,000 people in the territories. Vodolatsky said the recruits would serve in Russia, but that leaves open the option that they could join any future invasion.